Blog Talk Radio. Beep Soup Radio.
Ow. Once again in the building, you know who it is. I'm back again. Welcome to Stew on Politics. Yes, sirree, Bob. It's happening. They gave me a show on politics. I don't know why, but, you know, they said I've been talking about Mitt Romney so much. So they said I've been obsessed with it here at Beep Soup Radio, that every show I talk about politics and Obama and everything. So, you know, they came with a new show, Stew on Politics. So I'm here. Well, the first thing I want to do tonight, we're going to talk about a few different things. We're still playing music because I am DJ Big Stew. So what it is what it is. I'm going to play music and do what I do. But I'm going to play a little bit of everything today. You know, some days I play old school, some days I play new, some days I play underground. Today is a day that I just talk politics and play everything. Some songs may, you know, combine with some of my feelings and things that I feel about what's going on in politics today. Like, the one thing I can't understand is that, I don't know, I got a real serious question with one of these polls, man, the polls for women. Now, I understand that they said, well, that might be white women. But, I would, and much as me as a black person would love to say, yeah, you know, just agree, yeah, that's white women. But it's just hard to think that white women with a soul of integrity like that, you know, like he has, it's 47-47 or something like that, they saying amongst the women vote with Romney and Obama. And I just don't, I didn't see nothing in the debate myself that would make women sell their souls like that, you know, to sell the right for them to choose, or to say that we don't want to be with Obama, we'll be with Romney because we don't got to make the same amount of money as a man, or, you know what I'm saying, I just don't see it. Like, I really don't see it. Now, that Pew poll, I'm guessing, man, that we're going to find out something about that poll a little later on, that something ain't right about that poll. Like, I can understand maybe the swing states, just regular voters and all that. I agree with that. I won't, you know, I'm being fair. But just the women one, just, you know, that's a big jump. And he didn't state it, even, neither one of the candidates even spoke anything about women's rights that night in the debate. So, you know, that's a hurting statement, because that's like basically saying that white women across America just don't want to see a black man be president. And that's what would be that, because there was nothing substantial that made that jump with that poll. You know, it can't be that he was just being aggressive, because he got up there and lied, and women basically knew he lied. You know, a lot of stuff he lied and said he won't do affects women. So the women knew he lied. But that shows you what we're living in. But that would be sad, you know, and I think a lot of women to take gut checks. If some of you women that was on that poll, if you really believe in a fair America, you really believe in women's rights, then that poll is not speaking for y'all, especially white women. Because we know for a fact black and Puerto Rican women, some Puerto Rican women, but most Puerto Rican women are not. But, you know, they're not changing their thing. Puerto Spanish people got more than just the race thing with them. You know, they have the immigration. You know, this family members that they're trying to get over here for a better life and a better education. And, you know, the immigration laws is really against it. So I don't see Hispanic women changing it, you know, helping that poll go. So, but somebody had told me, a Republican friend of mine actually said, well, it's in the white women thing, Kevin and Stu. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to understand this. You sure? Because I believe, I see white women fight hard for their rights. You know, whether black, white, no, but white women, you see them on TV, you know, you see Miss Warren, you see Hassel, you see these ladies, and you see white women all across America standing tall, you see the nuns, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe it. If it ever was a poll that was rigged, I really think that women's poll is rigged. I give them the thing on the registered voters and the likely voters, I give them that, but, you know, Romney. You can win a debate, but lose the next day, brother. Now, he got caught in so many lies. The most awful thing you can ever, 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 ever have is somebody, parent, call you and tell you to stop using their son for a political motion. You know, the thing with the guy who died out there in, Libya, the eldest, and when he said it, you know, I sat to myself and I said, wow, why is he talking about this this man who died. I wonder how that man's family felt about it. But at the time when I was watching, I'm going to be honest with you guys out there. I'm going to be straightforward. You know, Big Stu, keep it real. I always do. I was saying to myself, maybe his family's Republican and maybe this is just something, you know, that they don't like Obama. But when his mother came out there, I was like, I felt for her because that's what I would have felt if it was my family member. And as soon as he started talking, that was the first thing I felt like, yo, do you wonder if those guys who was out there, family, want you to use that? Because no matter what you say on the stump, no matter what you say when you out there talking to a crowd of people, you are being a politician. You know what I mean? So there's no way in the world you can fix it. You know, when you bring that subject up, it's political. Even if you mean it in the best out of your heart, even if everything you're saying is true, the minute you bring it up in front of that crowd, it is a political, it's for a political purpose now. You're using it to gain sympathy from somewhere. And to degrade Obama with that, with somebody's death, is just shows you how much a business as usual. Only a person that doesn't care about nobody enough in a standard way, like a businessman that just wanted, like a Donald Trump, only those people's feelings could be like that. Anybody that's a regular person, a real true politician like a Kennedy or a Reagan or, Clinton, you know what I'm saying? These guys, many presidents, you know, I haven't seen too many in my day because, some of those guys they name, Woodrow and this, they're like, I never heard of that guy, you know. But anyway, the presidents that I've seen in my day, you know, I came in a time when the guy was getting kicked out, the Watergate guy. I was born back then when the Watergate guy was getting kicked out. And I think I was born in his year. I was born in 1966, so, yeah. Anyway, I'll let you know my age. I don't care. I'm not ashamed. Anyway, to figure out, like, these true politicians, they never use stuff like that. They had compassion in their heart. Mitt Romney is business all day, all the way, all the time, all around the globe. Now, Paul Ryan said something the other day that kind of bugged me out when he was talking about helping people in the ghettos and the inner cities. People in the inner cities need to learn how to be more, so there's no people in the inner city that has integrity or has good values because we live in the inner city, Mr. Ryan. I mean, for real, do you know in Harlem is the inner city and there's more white people moving to Harlem because it looks beautiful and because of the structure than it is? Harlem got more white people in it than it ever had right now. So what are you talking about? You know, and the crazy part of it, they say 86% of our population now lives in inner cities. Because you were going to leave the suburbs. They tired of tsunamis and earthquakes and all that. They're tired. So what is he talking about? These guys are supposed to be the math guys. These guys are supposed to be this. I'm just a big dude, just a regular dude. I'm sitting over here. Some days I got some kush, and I'm telling you, I'm getting the math better than these dudes, man. How is that? How can that be? How can that be? We haven't heard too much from Limbum. I'm sorry. You know, I didn't really make a mistake last night when I was talking to, Jim Schrate about Russ Limbum. That's what I call him. He's a bum. He is a bizarre. I said it, and I'm waiting for him to one day to say something to me because I'm going to set fire on him. I'm going to go up to his station. I would love to go up to the station, and I would love to fight for Obama with Bill O'Reilly and him. Bill O'Reilly, the booty toucher. Yeah, he don't like nobody to know he's touching booty, Bill O'Reilly. He settled that out of court real quick. Girl, she runs sexual rights, just like Julian, just like all those dudes. They get a little, them dudes right there, oh, all right, let's just, I want to pay you, let's get out of it. I don't need to press. And these ain't the, this is what I'm trying to tell you. These dudes ain't no Ben Afflecks or, you know, ain't no Robert Redford. So you know they touching the booty. These are the funny-looking dudes, you know, Giuliani and these dudes. These dudes be the funny-looking dudes, man. So you know they touching the booty. You know they doing something. Clarence Thomas. Look at Clarence Thomas. Old school teachers, fat janitor, you know. He know he touched that girl butt, that sister butt. It was a shame. Pizza man. Pizza man. And all the dudes, the black Republicans, I don't mean to say it. Can a black Republican have a black wife? Is they allowed to? I mean, Colin Powell did, right? Maybe because he was higher up or something. I don't know, you know. But it don't seem like black Republicans, they are allowed to have black or Hispanic. Or maybe they might have a Chinese, man. You know, maybe this is something new. No, now, speaking of Chinese, Mr. Mitt Romney, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this to China, and we're going to do... Yo, I swear to God, man, this is what I want y'all people to understand, man. This man might have Alzheimer's. Y'all might be putting the president, Republicans, your candidate, I think, has Alzheimer's. Can't nobody forget the lies he lied. He lied today and forget what he said tomorrow. That's Alzheimer's. That's not just, you know what I'm saying? That's not just how you say, oh, he's just switching up. Man, that dude, he be serious. Yo, he got up there, yo, but Bill Clinton called him out. He did, and you know what I like about Bill? He did what they did. See, you guys gotta really look subliminally. Subliminally, and I know sometimes you say, oh, Stu pronounces words crazy. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, subliminally, still sound a little funny, but you know what I'm talking about. His son said little things, you know, oh, my father was used to debating obstinate children. To call him a bomb, like, you know, when they lie, that's saying a lot about the president, you know, and these guys get over with severely, really disrespectful in the brother, man. You know what I'm saying? You would never said that to a lot of white presidents, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things would have never been said, a lot of words would have never been said. These Tea Party guys, but you know what the thing is? These Tea Party guys are on their way out. They are on their way out. Republicans don't even like these guys no more because, you know, they're real Republicans. Is like, yo, these dudes is hurting us, man. People don't even believe in the Republican Party no more. It's just a bunch of cheaters and liars that do what they want to do. And it's a shame. You should feel ashamed to call yourself the land of the brave and the free, and you doing all this lying because a black man is president. And it all comes down to that, you know. A lot of things that's been, you can look at the state of birthers, this, and that. Mitt Romney was born in New Mexico, and then the truth is, they escaped because of polygamism. Now, what is that? What is that? Not that I care. You know, we wouldn't care. Truthfully, people, I'm going to tell you how the hood look. The hood look as long as you're doing the fair thing. Whoever you sleep with is your business, long as you're doing the right thing and you're protecting the country. Republicans want everything to go their way. So Mitt Romney's talking all this mess about China, yet the same companies he's talking about China, he owns some of them. He got investments with some of these guys. He shipped, him and Bain shipped over 600 jobs, and they just shipping 170 jobs right now. Bain, his old company. And these people wrote to Mitt Romney and said, Mr. Romney, can you please help us? 170 workers, 170 jobs. Mr. Romney, can you please help us? You know what Mitt said? It's something he can't do. It's a business decision. So if he's something he can't do, it's a business decision. But his whole thing is about getting jobs right now. He wants to get America back to work. He got pulled with, but we all know, it ain't a secret that Mitt got pulled with Bain. Mitt could have went over there and even went to Bain and said, listen, blah, 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 blah. Why didn't he? Mitt turned down Nickelodeon. All Republicans turned down Nickelodeon. They scared to answer questions to kids. For real, like, they scared to answer questions to kids. Kids. Out of all, they scared to answer questions to kids. What kind of, you know, what a kid going to ask? You know, what they think of, yo, Mitt, don't go over there, man. They're going to slip something, you know. And then Mr. Ryan, man, it's going down tomorrow. How many of y'all feel it's going down tomorrow? I feel it's going down tomorrow. I know it's going down Thursday night. I know. Mr. Biden, I'm going to tell you, Obama, you know, whatever was on his mind was on his mind. He's only a human being, you know what I'm saying? And you got to understand, people be like, oh, he doesn't. Yo, I mean, you know, all us people of color, we know how it feels to be degraded. This man is degraded on the main stage. They said he's not American. You know, they said his birth from the birth. They said, you know, they talked about him. You know, they talk about him like he's a creature. He's a radical. He's this. You got to understand, man. Any brother, a lot of us brothers would have punched somebody in the face, straight up. Let's keep it real. We'd have punched all of these guys in the face. He can't do that. He's not in a position to do that. He's not in a position to step to cats and be like, whatever, B, you want a problem? You want to talk about me like that? You're getting fouled? And you know they'll shut up then. Because the average Joe's, all these guys, Russ Limbaugh was to see me. You know, I'm a tall dude. I'm a little cock diesel, you know? I'm 6'3", you know what I'm saying? 220, and even if he's big, he'll look at me and be like, you know, he can look at my face and see I've been through some stuff that he ain't been through. You already know that. You can just look in my eye and tell that. So he would deal with me different. He would deal with me with security. See, Obama, he can't do that. He's on the main stage. That's why when a lot of you people like attack him, it's the rope-a-dope. I'm kind of cool with Obama not going at him and that night. All right, he took a loss, but he took a win. You see all the lies this dude put out? We have enough evidence to kick they behinds the next couple of debates. What all you could do now is lie again. And his wife, oh my God, this lady got on there and said, what lie? They lie in front of you. They don't even care. Like, you know, they're in their own world, y'all. She going to say, what lie? And then, you know, it's a shame because they play the clips back of everything. They go back to 1994, and they be playing the clips back, and Mitt them said like 8 different things on one subject. Jump off, jump back, jump off, jump back, jump off, jump back, jump off, jump back. Yeah, that's what's going down. And they saying and this is who the Republicans, you can't be. You want to put this in this guy's hand? Like, you want him to make decisions like that? You want him to be around the world and tell Russia what they went ahead and go tell Iran what they went ahead? And he's telling you that he's doing this to China, but yet he's invested in China, and then he got money over here, and he's telling you about this? Because, boom, that's where the whole income tax thing came up, with this new thing that came out. This new thing that came out. These dudes are cheaters, man. And when you're a cheater, you got to get prepared when you'll be a president. Yeah, you got a little bump in the polls. I believe it's, you know, I call it a racism bump. You know, they claim racism. No, I mean, you could be Chinese, like the Arab lady. They said she's down with the Brotherhood. The Chinese lady that went to war, they dissing her. You know, they don't care. Look at what they're doing. If you're a woman or a person of color, it ain't just that. It ain't all white people. I'm not saying that. It's the Republican Tea Party party. It's the new Republican party. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not saying all white people, because not all white people is bad. I love Bill Clinton. I told y'all before, I used to like Ronald Reagan. I still like Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, he's passed, but, you know, I was a Ronald Reagan fan, you know. And a lot of kids in the hood, in the projects, like Ronald Reagan, because Freeway Ricky Ross told y'all why we liked it, Ollie and Ronald. We was getting money when they was in the hood, and it's just the truth. Y'all can say what y'all want, but every drug kingpin you read about in the Feds magazine, anything, you can credit them to Ronald Reagan and Oliver North, because they helped put the product on the street for cheap prices. Prices, you know, you cast that sell. I be seeing, you know, cast that sell drugs now, that opposed to the 80s, and cast that sell drugs now be telling me, yo, man, prices is like 49 and 52, and they want 44, and, you know, and in the 80s and 90s, you know, brothers was saying, I paid 11 and 12 and 14 and 16. So, you know, and that was all dedicated to Mr. Reagan and Ollie North, more or less Ollie North. Reagan, you know, may not know about it, but Ollie North was doing his thing. So, you know, that's how it was going down, you know. So, to keep it real with you, I'm not going to lie to you. I speak to a lot of brothers in the hood. They were like, yo, when the Reaganomics, we was eating. Koch was in office and all that. You know, brothers like Koch because Koch had, he was getting in the street. You know, Dinkins took over. And, you know, it's the same thing, you know, you pick up the pieces from what somebody else left and you get, and unfortunately he had the Yanko, you know, yoga bitch thing out there in Crown Heights. So that kind of hurted him on both sides, you know. Because if he defended the guy who looked at prejudice and then to the black people, if he went to the thing, they looked at you like a sellout. He was not in a win-win situation, Dinkins, you know. At that time, you know, like I said, the anomics was out there. The streets of New York was crazy. I heard the streets, and when I look at American Gangster, I see the streets of Detroit, the streets of L.A., the streets of everywhere. I was in Harlem at that time in the 80s, the Paid in Full era, so I seen how the streets was at that time. So, and then it was bugged for me to see now when I look at American Gangsters and see that streets was like that in every inner city. And every place that had a project, you know, where crack became the epidemic. So, that's the reason why some Republicans do like. And I like Colin Powell because he's a real, true Republican. I like Michael Steele. I do. I think Michael Steele's a cool dude. You know, sometimes he you know, you got to respect the man that always got. He got the, if you're on a team, you got to fight for your team. Even if you know your team is wrong, sometimes you still got to fight for your team. And in that case, I give him respect because he fights for the Republican because he's a member. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this West guy. Oh, my God. I think, remember when they had that movie where they had brothers driving around in a van, they snatch a brother up and take him on a lesson of black history and all that? I think that West dude need a trip, straight up. I forget the movie it was, man. It was a movie where it was some soul brothers. They were snatching brothers up and, you know, they were snatching brothers who were selling their soul up. And I think that's what him. Herman Cain is... He's a smart brother, man. You know, I'm not mad at him. You know, he's a smart brother, man. Herman Cain he's definitely making that money. Can't get mad at that. You know, we don't mind when a brother making money. You know, a lot of brothers is Republicans right now. People are like, why you don't see Puff and them talking like they used to see? Because Puff and them they don't want to pay them taxes. I mean, they probably tell you if you ask them, I'm voting for Obama, and they probably do vote for Obama. But at the same time, them dudes are the ones that are paying tax. Now, there's some big stars, African-American stars, like, y'all, you know what, I could pay, you know, because we know that. You know, we got to help our peoples when we down because not a lot of us make it. So when one of us make it, it's sometimes, and this can hurt us sometimes, but sometimes a lot of brothers feel obligated to at least try to do something back for the community. You know, like, you know, Denzel, he came out the Boys Club. You know, he contributes a lot to the Boys Club because that was part of his career. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we always feel like Jay-Z, you know, I heard stories of Jay-Z go back in the hood and buy mad bicycles and mad stuff for Christmas and turkeys. You know, that's what comes from inner city because everybody don't make it in the inner city. And when somebody do make it, they do feel obligated or feel good when they could come back. Even if they don't feel obligated, sometimes it's just the pressure of feeling good when you can come back and give to your community. See, in the Republican community, it's not like that. You know, everything is I'm going to give and I can write it off. I'll donate to this. I believe in the seals, the seals and save the seals, the fins of the seals and the whiskers. I'll give $1 million to the seals and the whiskers. And you know what happened? They write $1 million, get a big discount for that donation. And then you know what happened? They decide later on, you know what, I need that money back. And they get the money back after they get the discount on the taxes. And they get the money back because of some loophole. That's Mitt Romney and his boys. So y'all got to pay attention to that when y'all see that, man. Once again, you're listening to your man, DJ Big Stu on Politics. This is a new show called Stu on Politics. And I got a new show coming out. It's crazy. This show right here is put up by my cousin Kappa. You know, I talk about dogs a lot, you know. And, you know, I'm a dog guy. For a lot of people who know me know I love pit bulls. And, you know, I had a Rottweiler before, but I'm really a pit bull guy. But I had a Rottweiler before. But I'm like a dog training guy, like one of those dudes that train dogs real good. Train a big, vicious dog to do tricks, dance, spin around, you know, do ballet and all that. But see, at the same time, he'll get you. You know what I mean? But it's just nice, dog-friendly and, you know, like show status, you know. That's my hobby on the side, Big Stu. And, you know, I was talking to Cap one day, and I was just breaking stuff down. I mean, he just looked at me like, we got to do a show on this, man. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what, I would love that. So if you any pet lovers out there, man, you know, starting Wednesdays, man, we're going to have the Pet Lovers Show. Not tomorrow, next Wednesday. Or maybe next, we don't know the date yet, to be honest with you. It might be next Wednesday, and it might be, we might switch the dates, or it might be Sunday. But we might do the Pet Lovers Show. We are doing the Pet Lovers Show for all you people that want to call in and talk about your pet and say how nice your pet is, and my dog is beautiful, and my cat is this. And even if only people I don't want to call are the people that abuse their dogs. And I'm not going to lie to you, like, when I first... You know, I had to do a lot. I'm glad that I educated myself on the pit bull because I first got my first pit bull, I think it was like 1979 or something like that. And, you know, pit bulls was beautiful back then. You know what I mean? Like, pit bulls was made rugged and raw back then. But they was a little wild, you know, and we was very uninformed because, you know, when it came to us in the hood and when it hit Harlem, only a few, like, when my neighborhood, only a few dudes had pit bulls. Dudes was having, like, German Shepherds and Doberman Pinschers back then. Movies like The Doberman Gang was on, and, you know. And I was one of the first, me and my boy, Cat, who y'all know now is Kev, get his cook on at Wet Radio. We had pit bulls, man. We had a building full of pit bulls, and we was young. We was Michael Vick at the age of about 14, 15, until we learned, we learned when one of our dogs got hurt. You know, we loved our dogs, so when you seen a dog get hurt, then we was different with it. Now we just started trying to be like show dog dudes and, trying to, raise dogs and breed them. But, things changed. We had an unfortunate situation with a building that we had and lost everything. And then we ended up just both getting our own dogs, you know, just family dogs and stuff like that. But but that was the early days. I was very, like, it was hard for me to see cats in, 2090 still doing that. In the 80s and the 70s, it was different. It was, the streets was popping and, all right, you got this dog is built to fight. That's what he told you about the dog, If you didn't fight it, it was going to be bad and kill your kids. And, then you learn about it and you read up on it and you find out, what threw me off is when I found out Petey from the Little Rascals was a pit bull. And I was like, wow, Petey's popping, man. Like, Petey was smart and Petey was friendly. And if you look at Petey, he adjusts to everything. And then I read up on it, and then I learned about how Pitbull was created and all that. Got into the dog thing, and, at one point in time, I thought I was going to work for the ASPCA, y'all. I don't know what I was going to do. I probably would have been an advocate, something like that. But, yeah. So, I like to see the presidents with all their dogs. I checked out presidents with their dogs. The Lapidoodle, I'm chill, so I don't understand it. Because I'm... It just looks crazy, and it's a lab, and, it's like, it's like, and the poodle is like a labradoodle, it's just a big poodle, and they got a couple of big poodles out there, shepherds, English shepherds and all that, they got a couple of them things, Irish shepherds. Irish hounds, and, man, these things is crazy. Those dogs is big and furry, and they'll bite you. Funny, those furry, pretty dogs protect the White House. Yep. Now they're talking about, they see how and this is another thing about the Republicans. They keep having hearings. When do you do stop having hearings and embarrassing yourself? Now you had a hearing with this thing that happened in Libya, and you guys find out that you guys might be premature. What is that about? How do you find out, we might be premature about having this meeting? We got to get information. Al-Qaeda is not, sometimes they go, especially overseas. All right, we bad, but we can't all the time expect, man. We living in dangerous times, man. We go to other people's country and think they can't tell one secret behind us? Nah. I mean, we was doing good. We was popping them, the drones and all that. But, this is war. And, unfortunately, man, we're going to have to take some losses sometime. And that's the part I don't like about this war, man, because I really don't understand it, man. I still try to understand, like, where's the weapons of mass destruction that led everything to everything. And I'm still trying to, I look at families that lost soldiers in Afghanistan. I know they're proud, and they should be because, their families damn sure protected us. But the only thing that hurt me with this is that, when I look at the ages, and that's why I stopped looking at it, because I used to look at the ages, and I was seeing 19, 20, 22, 21. And I was like, wow, these are all young cats, man. These are cats that might be playing on the showboat college team or something, Or cats that's, just having a kid or just getting married or just getting out of school. And it's just, and they're very brave, man. And it's like, and then what you see on TV is like, wow, you just imagine this is a young kid, in this environment, mentally. Crazy. We've been fighting this, and this is the war of our lifetime. Like, we've been fighting this war for years. And, What could I say about Bush? Bush, I say, you know, he made a lot of mistakes, Bush. He made a lot of mistakes. They made a lot of money, I think. That's what he was with the Bush thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that he wanted to be a bad president like people be trying to make, like he wanted to be. No, I think he just, you know what I'm saying, couldn't really follow in his father's footsteps. His father was down with a strong team, the Reaganomics and all that. And he couldn't really follow in them footsteps, you know. It was, you know, sometimes you get, you know, people expect too much from us, man. Can we be just like him? And he be like that? Nah. Now, he had Chris Christie with him today, Mitt Romney. Chris Christie is a fat-ass dude, yo. Yo, he's so big. He always need to wear a blazer. That white shirt and thing is not working. It's not working. I see you got the following, you know. I mean, you know, you got the people like a big guy that can express themselves, you know. He's a big guy. He don't care, you know. And he gets aggressive with people. What you saying? You know, he gets aggressive with people. But I really don't think if he run in the crowd and tackle some of these people that he been getting aggressive with, you see how big he is? Somebody, all they got to do is rope-a-dope. You know, he's the type that he got to grab you. If he don't grab you, because if he grab you and fall on you, it's over, you know. It's over. You broken. Yeah, so Secret Service going to have to pull him off of you, you know. They're going to have to call an ambulance and roll you up out of there. But if he come at you and you dare, waka, jab, waka, jab, waka, jab. He's going down. He's going down. He plays the tough guy role, Christy, you know. But I don't know. He's with Romney. I mean, he's a very popular dude in the Republican thing, him and Marco Rubio. But I'm going to tell you about Marco Rubio, man, you know. He got to watch it, man, because you can't sell the Boricuas out, man. They ain't going to have that. Don't sell the Boricuas out. They'll chop you out for a long time. See, blacks, we do stupid stuff. Like, we let O.J. back, you know. When we know we should have kept O.J. right where he was at, we messed up. We let him back. We let him back. We did do that stupid mess. We let him back. I don't know why, but we let O.J. back. And, we let him back, and first thing he did when we said, oh, yeah, O.J. won. And it wasn't really for O.J., man. It was mainly for the fact of a lot of brothers who got falsely accused of stuff, a lot of brothers who was getting stopped. And at that time in California, a lot of brothers was getting beat up by the police, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of brothers was getting beat up by the police. And, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of brothers was, you know, Rodney King verdict had just happened. And, you know, it was just, you know, it was a shame because there's a lot of people that, like I told y'all, once again, me liking the dogs, I know how a cheetah is. And I'm figuring if I'm O.J. Simpson and Nicole Simpson and I would have a cheetah that's in obedience school and very well trained. And there's no way in the world that cheetah would have just stood there and, you know, a very well-trained Akita would have protected his master and wouldn't have stood there to that. She would have had enough time, especially if the guy just had a knife. She didn't have a gun, and Akita had nothing wrong with it. So somebody that knew the dog did it, if O.J. didn't do it, you know? So you know, a lot of people saying O.J. Jr., but I don't know. They didn't hear from me. But getting back to Romney, sending job, working with the company over there in China himself. Investments. What is that? Tell me what is that. Explain to me what the hell is that when you do that. What's that? I need to know, man. Real talk, I need to know. We here to play music too, man. Y'all probably saying, damn, this dude been talking for a minute. We've been talking for like 35 minutes. Because today's still a Stew on Politics, man. For real. Something else I want to do. I want to get into Ice Cube, man, because I think today was a good day. Oh, once again, always got to let y'all know. Make sure y'all be on the lookout for the East Side Story. Big shout out to my crew. We doing our thing. We out there filming every single day. The miniseries is going to be hitting it. I think maybe about a week or two. We get ready to drop the first. We got a little promo on the air, Facebook, and on YouTube and different places now. But the real season really starts within like 2 weeks, and it's going to be on the, it's going to be an online miniseries. And I want y'all to check it out. I want y'all to see it. Your boy is acting in it. Yep, your man Big Stu is acting in it. I'm not going to let y'all know who the role I play, but it's a real serious thing, and it's a nice movie, and it's real big. And, you know, we're doing some things, man. We're doing some big things. Now, once again, I want y'all to get out there and vote, and make sure y'all vote for whoever y'all want to vote for. I wish y'all vote for Obama. They trying to say we not enthusiastic. It's not that we not enthusiastic. We just hurting. You know what I mean? And we got to get out there and vote, because if you don't vote, if you don't get enthusiastic, you could be living worse. This man Romney hasn't told the truth about nothing yet, y'all. Y'all got to think about this, man. This man hasn't told the truth nothing yet. And even if you, you know, you if you were playing the color thing, it's going to affect you too, because you're middle class. If you're a middle class white person, if you're middle class, you're part of the 47%. Another one of his partners made it, said, no, it's 46.5%. So they narrowing it down. These guys don't care. If you're a woman, you know what I'm saying, you really need to evaluate and get back to and say, is this really what it is? Is this really what it is? Because you are going to pay the most. You know, I believe everybody deserves fair pay. I believe if a woman works on a job 10 years with a man on a job 10 years, she should be treated and give everything. You know, my mom's is a working lady. And just to know the fact that my mom's might not be getting paid the same amount as the dude next time, even my mom's might have more years and more times, but this dude is making more because he's a man, is disrespectful to me, to my mother. You know what I mean? And most men should feel like that. That's how men, whether white, black, or not, whatever woman, you know. Now, if you come from a rich family, your moms didn't work, and you inherited money, you will never understand what I just said. And there's nothing I could ever do, you know, but just try to reach the people that understand that's in the same boat, that they have parents that both worked. And I'm not saying, because, you know, Mitt Romney pops worked. He built his family out there, but Mitt didn't work. So Mitt generation and Mitt kids didn't work. You know, yeah, my dad loaned me $1 million to go start Bain and invest in Bain. When you invest $1 million, you ain't doing no work. You the boss. You got dudes working. You got hired dudes that's the best at what they do to give you information. You got the best consultants that's going to come and sit down with you and consult with you and tell you what the moves to make that makes you money. And all you have to do is just be there and be, you know, business-like. And that's what make a businessman, an entrepreneur. You know, you got to be hungry. You know, you got to be willing to take a chance. And when I think when you come to all that, Mitt Romney probably is a pro and an expert like that. He looks like he's a good man. He looks like if there was a role for just run for office just to make the American company money. But then with so many people losing jobs behind what they say, it's scary. Because you don't know. You want to take a chance with the dude. You people going to take a chance and you get here. He ain't telling anybody that tell you, go look at my plan on the website. Then you go to the website and it ain't no plan there that make no sense. It's just what he said all the stump written out. That's crazy, you know? He plays a lot of sneaky games, and the lion is not American, people. For all you people that's talking about American, if what you really asking yourself, just to get a black man out of office, you would, some of you people are willing to negotiate the integrity and the decency and common sense of America. You know, and that's a shame. You know, that's like if it was an Arab man, I wouldn't be. Yo, would an Arab man beat Obama? If he was the best dude for it, whether he was white, if he's the best dude for it, like when Bill Clinton was there, he was the best dude for it. And you know, the crazy part about it is the voter suppression. How long we been voting? 1700 years since George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and them, and all of a sudden, out of all those years, we feel the need to have an ID. After thousands of years and 20 new centuries. Think about it. New centuries. You know, when it really could have went down when George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and them was doing their thing. That's when it could have really went down. And that's when they, you know, they shot the president straight up. It wasn't no Secret Service, like, come on. He came right up on the president and shot him in the head. The president was by himself back then. Think about it, you know? But today was a good day because today Mitt Romney got exposed. And today Obama admitted that he's coming back strong. And tomorrow night, Joe Busy B. Biden. I said it, Joe Busy B. Starsky Biden. That's his new official hood name. He's going to take it down for us tomorrow. He's going to go in the building and shake little Ricky Ryan. His name is Paul Ryan, but I call him Ricky Ryan because he's Ricky Shea's type of guy, you know? You know, I'll be looking at him, he's an actor, man. This guy's an actor. He's perfect, man. He got the eye movements with the thing in the voice. Man, if you can't get no perfect. He's a soap opera vice presidential candidate. This boy could be on All My Children, man. This boy could be on Days of My Life. I'm giving him a compliment by saying that. But, you know, I checked out your Ayn Rand and found out at the end of when she got older, she had to take government money. So I can't understand you guys, man. You guys keep doing that. Like, you guys keep making statements, and the people that's around you guys are taking government money. You guys had mine cold, you know, dudes, miners, and the boss forced them to be there and told him he's going to get fired. And I heard he's the type of boss that's telling these guys, if Obama wins, you know, you guys are out of the job because I'm going to have to close down. You know, that's crazy for a boss to say that, you know. This is the new Republicans. This is the people that brought us down. Bush had all these guys eating well. They got mad. They didn't care that the economy was sinking. They didn't care. They was eating well. They got money. Pull my money out the bank. Throw it in Swiss. Chick-a-choo. I'm good. Put it on a credit card. I got a platinum card. I could pull off. These guys got credit cards. They could pull off 10 grand off their credit card in cash. You know? Maybe some guys maybe got 30 grand in cash and credit cards. So, you know, they don't never have to, I'm going to go ahead and take. We're going to find a machine that they got special cards that got special things that the machine said, nigger, this nigger rich. I'm telling you. They machine go, he's rich. You know, when Donald Trump put his thing, go, he's rich. There'll be music going, this whole thing. You go put your money through the machine, and it's just like, select, you know, you got to select, put your password up. You know what I'm saying? Do you want for check-in or savings? Do you want a receipt? Or, you know, you want to pay this extra $250 fee? Please wait for your check to be processed. That's us, you know. Little boop, 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 boop. Donald Trump, a real person come and talk to him, you know. He goes, he puts his card in. Oh, shit, Mr. Trump, how are you doing? Talks to him out of the ATM machine. How are you doing today, sir? Everything's all right? Okay. How much you want, Mr. Trump? $10,000? Okay. Look around, Mr. Trump. Make sure there ain't nobody around that can hurt you. This is what the ATM machine telling him. Music come on. Elevated music. Mr. Trump, Julio will be waiting for you by the doorway. Next you know, Julio with a briefcase, Donald Trump pulls a stack out the cash machine that you didn't even think they could still have, drops in the bag, and Julio gets driven out. That's when you're rich. That's what happens. Things like that happen. Now, I might be exaggerating just a tad bit, but things like that happen. And I just feel that Me? Nah, let me calm down. Let me calm down, man. Because I'm for Barack Obama all the way. Do y'all understand me? Because I'm ready to take over the world. I'm ready to do what it takes.
Thank you.
DJ Big Stu. I'm in the building with the building, with the building, when I'm in the building. Yes. Yes. I know what I was doing. I know what I was saying. You know, it's sad today, though. One thing I didn't talk about, something that happened over in, you know, in another country overseas. A little girl, you know, Pakistani little girl. She was, you know, she was trying to get girls an education, and they came on a school bus. Well, I think her name is Malala Yousafzai. I can't pronounce it, but Malala Yousafzai is in critical condition today in Pakistan. You know, mad people were, you know, people in Pakistan say they are infected with extremists like cancer, man. Little girl got on the school bus today, was going to school, and they searched out. And the reason why they searched out, let me really get into it for those of y'all that don't know the story, is that she was a little girl out in Pakistan trying to promote girls going to school. Her father was a teacher and the founder of an all-girls school. Throughout Pakistan, a lot of girls didn't go to school, didn't get an education. So her father was one of the first guys. And she became an advocate, this little girl, little 12, 13-year-old girl, man. I don't even know, man. I forget age, but she's no older than 14, little girl. Became like, you know, a spokesperson and a role model for other little girls to be going to school out there and stuff like that. Well, on her way on the school bus today, she was going to school, and some men came up on the school bus, and they shot her in the head. That's how real it is right now, man, you know. They saying it's the Taliban, you know what I'm saying. So it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying. Like, wow, that's how deep it is, man. That's why you got to stand in America, man. You people got to really realize, vote, because you can vote. You can speak up. You can do this. Take pride in what you could do, man, because this little girl who was so brave, they shot in the head, like, just for speaking about so other little girls could read, you know? We got to take advantage. Like, we don't see some of the stuff in America that we have, man, that we could take advantage of, you know? She had a proud father. I was watching a film, and the father was proud, like his daughter was one of the first, you know, little girls out there that can read and do this, and it was big to them. You know, and I hope she makes it, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's even sad because she's shot in the head. She's in critical condition now. And, you know, they even throw in more threats. They, like, you know, even if she survives, she won't make it out. Like, you know what I mean? It's like we're going to have to send America over to get her. Like, that's real talk. If somebody's going to have to send some people over to get her and bring her out, and, you know, whoever go get her, it's like they still risking their lives because these guys really want to get her like that. That's how, you know, if she lives, she's going to be a powerful little girl. She's going to be powerful. Her words are going to be powerful because that, you know, do what she's been through. It's just crazy, though, man, just to know that this is how it's going down. And, you know, those things that said, you know, other people out there in Pakistan said she had to know they was going to come get her. Her father had to tell her, you know, because that's just how it is out there. The extremists out there is very extreme, you know. And that's what I feel like the Tea Party dudes are like, man. I feel they like, you know, they be, they just ready to do a lot of things to hurt people. You know, they don't really care about the world. And, you know, when you're in America, man, you need to respect everybody. And because we don't need no civil wars out here, man. You know, we don't need no people ready to fight each other and kill each other out here, man. We just need to try to respect each other. And the crazy part about it is the something that we're supposed to be very proud of and felt that we moved on with for such a, you know, something that everybody should be like, yo, we moved on with it in America. We, we conquered that by having a black president. You know, some of us just can't let it be the glory for America that it should be, man. It should be glory that America was open-minded enough and people voted for this man, you know. And listen, hey, we ain't all fixed 100%, but the 7.8 cent tells you that he's trying. Tells you that he's going forward. Do you really, really want to take a chance and go through another George Bush. I mean, this guy don't even got a plan. Do you really want to take a chance? Like, you got to think, you guys, I'm a preach this to you guys, especially every Wednesday. I'm a preach these guys to you, you know? It's like, do you guys really want to take a chance of this man playing with your lives, playing with your family lives? His family is straight. His sons are hooked up with a $50 million taxpayer, off a taxpayer, you know, money that they're going to get each one of them, $50 million, off of a loophole. They all left a $50 million off of a loophole that he did for his family. And you can't get mad at him, but you can't get mad at the guy. It's not to get mad for his success, but then he lies and says he's going to help the people like us. He wants to take. He wants everything just to help them. We let this guy get in here, America is over, man. America will be over. Nobody will respect us. America is over. And you guys know it. America will go to a civil war if Mitt Romney be president. If he goes to be the AKA, the real Mitt, like his wife says, yeah, whatever. He's been saying this all the time, whatever. That's all, folks. But anyway, man, you know, once again, but Rock do need to step to the plate, though. I love you, Mr. President, but you got to come hard, man. Don't do the polite thing, man. I agree with you. All right, you kept it real with us. You had a bad day. You know, I would even stay to say, man, that it was messed up that your wedding anniversary you had to debate somebody, that you probably wanted to do something beautiful for your wife and you couldn't do it because your mind had to be focused on this. And I would even mean to say that, you know, in America, like, you know, that America politics took a great day from you and your wife. So maybe that's what it was, or some other thing, you know, maybe something that just, you know, maybe something. Maybe, but I really think you was playing possum, you know. I think you're a very smart man, Mr. Obama. You let this man come out and lie like you guys knew he was going to lie, because at the end of the day, no matter what they say, he lied a lot. This guy lied a lot. I'm telling you guys, he lied a lot. All y'all know he lied a lot, man. I don't know what that is. Lying? What? Shoot, not me. He damn sure learned from his little lying little kids, boy. I tell you that. They say he learned from them. They must have all be liars. Because if dad can lie that way, and they were lying to him, they be in the Romney house just lying to each other. Now, some people say, and Romney is an asset to him. Do you think she's just a trophy? Like, before Mitt was running for office, how she really look at Mitt? Cha-ching. She was cha-ching. Then said, you know what? I'm going to settle down. I'm going to give you some babies, man. I'm going to give you 5 boys. I wonder if we ever going to find out Mitt Romney got like 2 wives or something. We can find that out. We can find that out. Paul the Raw Ryan. He going to get his ass smashed tomorrow night by Busy Joe. Joe going to come out, you know, Joe will say something. You know, the only thing we got is, you know, I just hope Joe don't, you know, we just hope Joe don't say too much. Joe is a crazy dude, B. Joe can say all type of stuff, man. Joe be like, he don't care. And one line when he said about that, they're going to put y'all back in chains. You know, listen, you can say what you want. You know, people understood that in that crowd right there. They were like, you damn right they trying to do that, Joe. You ain't lying, Joe. You damn right. You know, y'all got to respect that, B. Like, Joe keeps it real. Now, Ryan, you know, he's the smarter one of the Mitt Romney crew. He is the smarter one. And I do believe that Mitt Romney got some hate on Ryan. Mitt Romney got a little hate on Ryan. Like when he said, no, Romney, Ryan. That was a sign of some hate, some internal hate. They don't agree on nothing the same. None of the stuff that they agree on is the same. You know, they disagree with each other all the time. So, you know, that's another sign of what we're seeing. But once again, this is Big Stu on politics, man. I don't know what y'all think, man. Hit me on the blog, man. Let me know, man. Talk to me on the blog, man. Type it up, man. You know, beaststuradio.com and all that. Let me know. Type it up. You know, rectify, man, and get at me, man. Get at me, dog, and holler at me, dog, and tell me, yo, I feel this way. When I come back from some music, we're going to talk about Bubba, because Bubba the man. We all got to admit that Bubba is the mizzen. Ain't nobody could put it like Bubba, baby. He put it down for, you know, that's what's real fly when a Democratic past president can come out of the woodworks and roll with you on the road when the going get tough. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Ryan versus Biden, man, that's going to be hot. We're going to come back and talk about Bubba, man. But y'all know how I do, because at the end of the day, we're going to all look at Mitt Romney on November 4th. November 6th, we're going to be partying. November 10th, I'm going to be chilling with my man Obama, and me, him, K. Nicole, Michelle Obama, Chapa, me. We're going to be standing on top of the joint. We're going to be going like this.
Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with, the thief's theme, the play me at night, they won't act right, the fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe, the mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason, with pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street, sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete, weather cruising in a six cab, I'm on tarot deep, I can't call it, the beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
The world is this.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
The world is yours.
The world is yours.
God bless your life.
To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trip and box of crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting sour, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We sell it smoke paved while all the old folks pray. The Jesus soaking their sins in trays. A holy water, odds against Nas and Florida. Finger the word, best is driving my life to name my daughter my strength. My son and star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, a charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit, phases, strip poker.
It's yours.
I'm the young city bandit. Hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone. Get remanded. Born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown or throne. I'm deep, I sound alone. Caved inside 1,000 miles from home. I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip. Drill the clip to the tip. Scissoring my beats, now the ink can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up. They like to champ up. Even my brains in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell. Plus I profile well. Stash through the flock, clothes burning dollars to light my soul. Walk the blocks with a box. Checking dames plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours. It's
yours. The world is yours. The world is yours.
Put in that word. Long as she come to me first, it's 14 racks. What I put on that purse, that Birkin bag. Make an old dude mad when I merge through. Passing that dark blue jazz. She like my style, but I talk too fast. And I got that drive, and she just might crash. Hold up. She say she fucking with me the long way. She gon' ride the stick, I had a long day. Nigga, look at my bitch, she looking the wrong way. something mean, look exactly just like the song say.
My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. My bitch bad looking like a bag of money. That bitch bad looking like a bag of money. I go and get it and I let her count it for me. I fuck her good and she always ride it for me. She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
She got me caught up in the moment.
Got me caught up in the moment.
I only kiss her when she on
it.
Fuck her good, make her call me in the morning.
You ain't no angel, man. We know about you.
Obama, you here to save the world, man. You gotta do what you gotta do, man. You heard it from Big Stu B. Don't worry about Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly. I got them. I got them.
When I first saw you,
come back.
I already
oh, yo, when I come
knew.
Back, I'm gonna talk about Stacey Dash. Yeah. I ain't mad at her, but I know she only down with that for tax purposes, you know what I mean? Because, once again, there's no way in the world that women could degrade themselves with Mitt Romney, you know, and look at how he treats women. Paul Ryan gave her a call. See, when the next time you be acting, sis, guaranteed. And I'm being real. See when you get back at the man.
Rebel, not Bushwick Bill, but I can take it to that other level. You think
what I must and what I must. And bust a bubble or do some trouble for you. So kick to my Luda lady and rage is coming through. I fear no one, I make some cool off like the polar cat. Lynching as a hit, Mr. The Roller Zack. Pushing back to make a profit. Dicky Joe got on a topic, so stop and give me my pop, kid. I'm living large like a fat bitch. So get back, bitch. I'm hard to blow guard, so the fact is, this young black kid, a mercenary, merciless, murdering makers of niggas. So who's first is this? They say I'm bad, so you'll find none worse than this. Doing motherfuckers up like a Hershey kiss. Put to sleep, loving the lyrics, I leave in the minds of each. But when flex, too complex, back to mental peace. So feel the wrath, nigga. I'm ripping half, nigga. You're quick to talk shit. I whoop your ass, nigga. So watch me blast, nigga. Cause I'm the last, nigga. You wanna fuck with some up your cash, nigga. I make them stagger. I'm scared with Jimmy Swagger. I'm a good dragger. Cover your girl and watch me tag her. Pulling steel like a stunt. Stone like an ID card, nigga. No need to front. Self. Hit a torment of a track on crack. And I'm strapped with a semi-chrome Millie Tim Mac. Jump. I'll break some more, I'll break some more. Deep, deadly as Jason on Friday the 13th.
Back in the days, niggas, they used to scrap. But now in 92, niggas, they pull they strap. Cause police, them come wicked and them two niggas, some niggas retaliating, start to lose. Execute, boot, stomping black soldier. Here's the decent moja. The innovator, dominator, narrator, all B to the motherfucking X, flex, wicked. Silently, bump and be found into breed by a maniac with a gas. See, nowadays, niggas, it's like that. I pull my trigger back, so bullets go. Bump, bump, bump. Now I'm on death row. Fuck it, niggas going wild. Every night they shoot, it's like they fruit. Maybe you should get a cap raw step for your chest anytime stepping through my hood. But that'll do you no good. One suck to your face, though.
Yeah, I want to read some some comments that people were making about about things that that they saying about Paul Ryan. You know, some people say Paul Ryan won't know what hit him. Without a doubt, Biden will win. Another people say, you want to see your thoughts here? You know what I'm saying? Look at Joe Biden. And I'm just going, so far it looks like Joe Biden is winning right here. Ryan won't be quite as obvious with his lies, as Joe Biden won't let him get away with them. You know what I'm saying? That's what somebody else is saying. And another person say Ryan is a junior liar just like Romney. You know, must be the Republican. You know, then, you know, they made a curse. I'm not going to say, you know. That curse, they said. Ryan will say what he thinks people wants to hear, even if it's entirely different than what he said before. Well, you know, this is a lot of people hitting it. Don't worry about Ryan's inexperienced debating. He's a marathon runner, though he only ran one. Maybe poor Ryan can call up a few quotes from Ayn Rand to help him out. Oh, he has a lot. You know, I think Mitt Romney puts him in a bad position tomorrow with all the lies. Ryan pants are on fire too. You know, liar pants on fire. You know what that means? There's a lot of people just not feeling these cats, man. All I want to Joe Biden to do on Thursday is to press Ryan for details. Just keep hammering away at Ryan about details. It's going to be crazy tomorrow, man. It's probably going to be the biggest thing you ever saw. Poor Ryan is going to lose it when Joe takes him down. Oh, my God. I haven't seen him. You know, I want to see somebody hit me up. Joe Biden needs to clarify the truth. Poor Ryan is another serial liar just like Mitt. Go, Joe, go. This is how it's going down. You know, Paul Ryan and them, they try to talk about that they care about the automobile industry, guys. How do they care about the automobile industry when they all both vote to, you know, the electric thing go bankrupt? If you out there in Ohio, with my man T-1000 and all the family at Cleveland and all that, man, y'all stand up, man. Y'all the winners of this, man. He don't care about y'all. Obama, you know, y'all getting a little bit better than a lot of other people right now. You know what I'm saying? But y'all deserve it because y'all the auto industry of America, which is our pride and joy. So, but y'all got to win this joint right here for us, man. Y'all got to come out and vote. Everybody in Ohio, man, y'all got to get out there and vote like crazy. Y'all can't play with it. Y'all can't BS with it. Y'all got to just come out. You know what I mean? People got to get IDs. You've got to find a way to get the free ID. You got to sign applications. If you just got to take one day and be like, you know what? I'm taking one day just to go do this. That's what you got to do. Word. It's worth it, man, especially this year. This year, man, we get these guys out, they definitely going to get out the Senate. They definitely going to get out of Congress. They losing seats. All we got to do is put the president back in, man. You're going to really see some skyrocketing where we can make it fair and these guys, because, you know, once we put the president back in, they're not going to do that dumb stuff they was doing before. They're not. They're not going to do the dumb stuff where they was like, all right, you know, we're going to do this and do this. They're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, we're going to fight the president on the vote of this. We're going to fight the president on that. They're going to vote for stuff. They're going to make sure that they get everybody right. They're going to do that. They're going to make sure everybody's right. They're not going to not make sure cats ain't right. So always understand that, man. You know what I'm saying? Always understand that. We're in the midst of doing what we do. You know, this is a different show for you guys, Stew on Politics. I definitely be mad sometime, man, because I want everybody to get out and vote, man. I'm a little mad with the Democrats, man. You know, I'm a Chris Matthews fan, but I felt Chris Matthews just, like, sold Obama out. Like, he went wild, man. Chris, I think you guys could have had a little more composure. I understand. I felt like you guys when I felt like all y'all, when y'all say he could have been a little more aggressive, but I think we had to be a little more thing. You know, that's one thing about the Fox boys. The Fox boys are live with them. I ain't actually got a lie. I definitely actually got to be for a bounce. But, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. I got some news, man, some other news, man. You know, Nas, it's supposed to be that Nas texts Khalees and asks to make love one more last time. You know what I'm saying? But it's mostly because it's becoming something incorporated into his live show. That's what they said. You know what I'm saying? They said the Meriwether post provision in Maryland Saturday for the Virgin Mobile, you know, Mobile Free Fest, and they was thrilled to hear rapper, what's his name, Nas, introduce my baby, his new song, Bye Baby, to the crowd. First dedicating the song to his ex-wife, Khalees, in the minutes I text her, you know, he admitted. He said, I text her last night and asked, can we just make love for one last time? Even though we heard about him doing this before, we still kind of hope it was true. And Nas got a lot of fans. You know what I'm saying? Nas got a lot of fans since his pre-Illmatic days. And a lot of people was glad to see him live, man. You know what I'm saying? And he killed songs with some of his hits like Life is Good and If I Rule the World, I Know I Can, One Mic, you know. He killed it out there. So, you know, big shout out to my man Nas. This is like his second year, you know, turning the Virgin Mobile Free Fest. They select 25 influencers that they had, you know, that they feel like influenced in the music, you know what I'm saying? And there was other people on the stage. There was Justin Jones and Jack White perform. I mean, yeah, Jack White as other artists perform. You know what I'm saying? They had the Ferris Wheels, man. They had a few things. And they also had the girl Santi Gold and her dancers. Santi Gold, she was out there, her dancers out there. They had a Ferris wheel. They had ZZ Top out there. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? When the last time you seen ZZ Top? That's crazy. And Skrillex performed there too. Yep. So it was something different. It was something different, man. But big shout out to Nas, man. He killed it out there. A lot of people was out there. He killed it. I like Nas, man. I'm a real big fan of Nas. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because there's another thing that says there's some chitter chatter that Jay Z says Kurt Cain stopped hip hop when they dominated the Kurt Cobain stopped hip hop when they dominated the youth culture. Maybe Ho has a point, you know, with this one. Jay may be a big Kurt Cobain fan, but he's dead wrong on this one. And here's why, the people said. In his upcoming coffee table book, Pharrell, The Places and Spaces I've Been, Rizzoli, Human Hypernate, Pharrell Williams, includes interviews between him and notables ranging from the Buzz Adrian to Kanye West to Anna Wintour to Jay-Z. For the most part, they are to tell me how to do what you do variety. That's what it is. It's like a tell me how to do what you do variety. But the back and forth between producers, designers, rappers, you know, rapper Williams and Jay-Z quickly reached Nirvana literary. So where were you mentally and physically when grunge music hit? Pharrell asked Jay-Z. Where were you when you first heard it? Smells like Teen Spirit. Coincidentally, Hover and Pharrell was in Pharrell's home state of Virginia when he heard the Generation Defending Defying song for the first time, but he's more interested in discussing why the song hit so hard than where was he and what was he going on, you know? First we got back before grunge and why grunge happened. Reasons Jay. Hair bands dominated the airbrains, you know what I'm saying? Dominated the airwaves. Rock bands became more about looks than actual substance and what it stood for. Rebellious spirits of the youth. That's why Teen Spirit rang so loud, because it was the right on point with how everyone felt. You know what I'm saying? That's what Jay-Z. And Jay-Z goes on to say that grunge actually stalled the rise of hip-hop in popular culture. It was weird because hip-hop was becoming this force. The grunge music stopped it for 1 second, you know? He said those hair bands was too easy for us to take out when Kurt Cobain came out with his statement. It was like, we got to wait a while. Next, Pharrell mentions that he used to see Jay-Z in his old Virginia stomping ground, Newport News, but Jay-Z is still focused on the Kurt tip. I've always been a person who was curious about music, and when those forces came on the scene, they are inescapable, Jay-Z says. Can't take your eyes off them. Can't stop listening to them. Cobain was one of those figures I knew we had to wait for a second before we became the dominant force in music. Now, Trady, if Nirvana prevented hip-hop from expanding, how is it so many of us can trace back that day and remember hip-hop changed our lives? When Nirvana busted out with Smells Like Teen Spirit in 91, the golden age hip-hop group was full effect. The golden age of hip-hop was in full effect. You know what I mean, y'all? We had N.W.A., Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, Tupac, DJ Quick, KRS-One, and Dre released The Chronic in 1992. It may have dropped 2 weeks after Kurt Cobain's death. But Nas' Illmatic was all anybody could talk about in 1994. Maybe in the 90s hip-hop now is the now that dope MCs from back in the days weren't trying to be moguls with their own vodka companies. They were just trying to make good albums and keep hip-hop interesting instead of pleasing the masses of white kids. It's a deep article, you know. I like looking at my man that writing Boss Up, man. That was a deep article, man. But how y'all feel about that? How do y'all feel about that? I want y'all to really let me know how y'all feel about that. Hit me on the thing. Stacey Dash, y'all. I remember I told y'all I was going to talk about Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash, well, you know, she's going with Mitt Romney. She feels Mitt Romney is actually a better person than President Obama. That's how she feels. She wants to go with Mitt Romney, Stacey Dash. She's received a lot of backlash for this, too, man. Like, a lot of black people was, you know, calling her a sellout, talking to, you know, offending her. I mean, one thing, y'all, this girl has the right to vote for anybody who she wants to vote for. We all know that. We can't get mad at her, y'all. She's a sister. But I think she's really just on it for the simple fact about the taxes, you know what I mean? Stacey Dash got a little bit of change, and she want to pay, you know, she don't want to pay the higher taxes. There's a lot of black, you know, just because they're black, don't think they want to pay the higher taxes. There's a lot of people out there that's black, a lot of stars out there that feel like Mitt, whether they're black or Spanish. So we have to face that. We have to face that there are a lot of us out there that's, you know, they rich now, and they like, oh, man, well, I got to pay the taxes. I work hard to get here. And there's probably a lot of blacks that feel like that, that you'll be surprised. So don't be out there thinking that, no, ain't no sister. She being wrong. She ain't being wrong. She being an honest sister. She telling y'all the truth, you know. And whether we accept it or not, that's another thing. But that's what she's doing. You know what I mean? And I don't like it. You know, you don't like it. But the truth of the matter is I got to face the fact that this sister has the right to vote for anybody she wants to. She has the right to believe in anybody she wants to. And even if I believe, I could be 3,045% right or 4,055% wrong. She has the right to believe in anybody she wants to. So I got your back on that one, Stacey Dash. You know, I don't like who you're voting for, I must admit. I won't lie to you. I'm not going to keep it real. You know, you're supposed to be with the Obama. You're supposed to be with OB. B.O. That's what the new name for Barack Obama is in the hood, B.O. That's my man. I'm voting for my man B.O., son. That's what it is. Be crazy. That's why the cats are saying it. You know what I'm saying? And it be going down.
God give me style. God give me credit. God give me style. God give me credit. God put a smile on my face. God put the smile on my face.
God make me shine like the sun.
God make me shine like the sun.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one. I just mix the style, I'm hot, I break it down.
It ain't my fault.
You can't break it down, the way I break it down. Listen, you can call me what you want, black and ugly. But you can't convince me the Lord don't love me. When my CDs drop, they sell the best. You call it luck, why can't it just be I'm blessed? I'm a track star running through life, chasing my dreams. That's still I made with strangin' the mic for that triple beam. I zone off thinking, is there really heaven or hell? If so, what happens to a changed man that dies in the cell? I need no answers to these questions, cause time will tell. Got a date with destiny, she's more than a girl. Don't much good come for me, but my music is a gift given from God, so I'ma use it. Yeah.
God give me style, God give me grace.
God give me style, God give me grace.
God put a smile on my face.
God put the smile on my face.
God make me shine like the sun.
God make me shine like the sun.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one. Wrong. I just mix the style, I'm hot, I break it down.
It ain't my fault.
You can't break it down, the way I break it down. Some days I'm in the crowd, all by myself. Bunch of niggas around, I'm still by myself. I drift off on the cloud, by myself. Thinking about nothing more than life, what else? These days it's hard to tell who really cares for me. So when you hear this song, you should say a prayer for me. I put a message in my music, hope it brightens your day. If times are hard when you hear it, know you'll be okay. A OG told me God's favorites have a hard time. You out the hood, that's good, now stay on the grind. I'm a sponge, knowledge and wisdom, I hit so fast. I'm in the class by myself, you do the math.
God give me style, God give me grace.
God give me style, God give me grace.
Skunk with the smile on my face.
Skunk make me shine like the sun.
Skunk make me shine like the sun.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one.
Sometimes I feel like I'm the one. Yeah. Shout out to Reverend Floyd Blake.
It ain't my fault.
Creflo Dollar, PDJ, Bishop Eddie O'Long. He's here, shawty. Ha ha. Woo! Feels good. Oh yeah. Can't forget Bishop Moore, 'cause my mama killed me. Ha ha.
Tonight I'm gonna dance. you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about them shit.
Started off on the island, AK Shallon, niggas wildin', gunshots thrown and phone dialin'. Back in the days, I'm 8 now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got
blah, felt one.
Yeah, my pop was a fiend since 16, shooting that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey. Them niggas know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palmetto. In Medina, yo, no doubt, the guard got crazy clap, pushing a big joint from down south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these fiends, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law, as solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing, get his folks, Desert Eagle is dick and put him in the yoke. And the note for sure, I got wreck and rip shot, I pointed a cat at his mother's knot.
Word out. Fuck that.
Dedicated to the winners and the losers. Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers. Dedicated to the Fox 850i. Dedicated to niggas who do drive-bys. Dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe. Dedicated to MPV Fat, nigga. Yo, kicking the fly, cliche, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Don't tired of busting off shots, having the rock knots. Running up in spots and making shit hot. I'd rather flip shows instead of those. Hanging on my living room wall, my first joint, and it went gold. I'm on a lamp, I wanna be in the shade, plus spotlight. Getting my dick broke all night. I wanna have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now, it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain, cause times is changing, life is strange, the glorious days is gone, and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs, brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes, receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser, the guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime.
The mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine, nigga. Word up.
To the paddy. nigga's house paid. Pissed up a girl, been trying to fuck since the 12th grade. It's ironic, I had the boo, she had the chronic. The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat fanny, pulled out the jammy, and killed the poo nanny. And my dick runs deep. Round one, she didn't hesitate to call Ice Cube the top gun. Over to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. 2 in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it ran Ice Cube's a pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager's still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day.
Y'all niggas, that's that shit I don't like. Yo, this shit make believe, rapping about my own life. Woo! That's Rand, nigga. Woo! Ric Flair, nigga. Woo! The power's in my hand, nigga. Woo! I get this beat to tear, nigga. Soho, a Tribeca, three hoes, trifecta, dope money, coke money, shoe blow, my watch better, my pen's better, you don't write, trendsetter, you clone like. Pay homage or cage vomit, ungrateful niggas I don't like. Rah! They wanna find me not breathing like they found Mike. A girl will run her mouth only out of spite. But I never hit a woman, never in my life. I was in too deep like Makai Fife. In that so deep I could've drowned twice. Rose gold, Jesus peace with the brown ice. Eating good vegetarian with the brown rice. Girls kissing girls, cause it's hot, right? But unless they use a strap on, then they not dyke. They ain't about that life, they ain't about that life. We hanging out the window, it's about to be a Suge night. Free bump, Jay, real whole life. Shout out to Dead Rose, man, that is nice. Shout out to L.E.P., J. Boogie, right? Chief King Louie, this is Shy, right? Right? Right?
A snitch,
we're not one and the same. I'm fucking insane, cause you saying your ass been doing the same. Shit, not doing what you saying. Dang, I told your old she was up in the lane. Turn one hope to a train, blow, bling. My soul in that pain. I just hope you been praying, bang, bang. Riding for my dinner, slow life. High class, I'm just surrounded by these low lights. And I run to sleep like it's no light. Going hard the whole night, cause I ain't going back to my old life, I promise. Oh,
wait, 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 nah. A snitch, snitch, that's what I don't like.
I done sold purple, I done sold white. Running out of work, that's I don't like. She never let me hit, nah. She gave me dome twice. She blowing up my phone, that's that I don't like. Nah, jean jacket with the sleeves cut. Put the pressure on them just when they think that I eased up. 30 for the cube, another 30 for the Jesus. Believe in ourselves when nobody else believed us. Suckers.
That nigga want, guy.
I'm going down, that's a way of saying.
Houston.